Yeah, it's been a few weeks. Let's just, I did set a phone notification for comic and movie news.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Let's just see. I'm going to turn on my device after a few weeks off and,
yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, no. No.
This may appear to be only monkey business, but in reality, it's very serious, ladies.
Zero Issues Comic Podcast. Zero Issues Comic Podcast.
Oh boy, well, my phone exploded, but we're here.
Just put it in rice.
I did. It cooked the rice. Pretty good rice, you guys.
It just slammed your chair.
The rice blew up my chair.
Yep.
And my chair was connected to this string. You won't believe what's on the other end of this string. That's right. It's a new episode.
Yeah. Just put your chair in rice.
Yeah, yeah. That's a good idea. So we got a lot of news. We're a little late to some of it, but
we're not gonna do news. We're just gonna
react.
Episode itself,
whole
is news.
Episode.
We're reacting to the things that have happened.
Movie and TV.
This is like
stuff.
A reaction video, but in podcast form. Mm-hmm. So it's gonna be huge.
But first, I think we need to warm up.
No.
We definitely need to
warm up.
Kids
are gonna react to this. Kids reacting to this episode.
There.
I don't like it.
Why would you release this?
This what? Isn't Fortnite.
What's a podcast?
This is starting to hurt a little bit, actually. Oh, my feelings.
Welcome to the warm-up.
All right.
Do it, Doug.
My name is Bri, but sure. So I ran across something recently online. I think Kurt Busiek, Kurt.
Yep.
Busiek or Busiek. I don't know.
Yes, they're both correct.
They're both correct. Yes. I think he'd agree.
You always have to say it twice.
So this was posted online some time ago. He had sort of drawn attention to it. Somebody had asked him a question on comic boards. Was like a comic forum back in the day and still currently, I think.
Okay.
So this, I think, was asked before Hal Jordan was brought back to life. I think. So this is going back a little while, but it's something that I hadn't really... I'm not a huge fan of Hal Jordan, or
really?
Haven't been historically.
Really? No, you love Hal Jordan.
Yeah. Love him.
You love him and his relationship with Barry Allen, your favorite Flash character. What did you read?
What happened?
So he was describing, somebody was asking him about the O'Neill and Adams Green Lantern and Green Arrow run.
Yep.
That very, like, kind of socially conscious kind of... hitting the road kind of
a
deal.
Iconic run, yeah.
Exactly. And just asking, I assume as a classic GL fan, you read and enjoyed the O'Neill Adams Green Lantern Green Arrow. So his response to this was, never assume. I've read them, of course, and I love the art and admire the stories for what they are and what they were trying to do. But as a classic GL fan, I think they basically destroyed the character. The crux to Hal Jordan is that he's a test pilot, a reflexive, instinctual, visceral guy who remains confident that if danger arises, he can react to it fast enough and cleverly enough to get past it. He's the antithesis of Batman in that regard. Batman is always two steps ahead of everyone else strategy-wise. But Hal, like his closest movie hero analog Indiana Jones, is making it up as he goes along. Trouble is, GL and GA recast Hal as a foil for Ollie, turning him from the confident, visceral, instinctual hero to an unthinking conservative, a space cop who always followed orders, as opposed to a space sheriff, the original idea, who may have had superiors, but had almost complete freedom in what he did. And worse, unless you're Black Canary, being a foil for Ollie means being wrong. So for all that those stories were groundbreaking and historically significant, they presented Hal as a good German conservative nitwit who constantly had to be corrected by Ollie until he came to doubt every instinct he ever had, until he lost the confidence that was at the heart of what made GL a hero. He said more about it, about the impact of it going on and how it kind of like, kind of a domino effect kind of a deal. That right there, I never really considered.
Yeah.
That's actually a very good point. At first I was like, oh God, what? And then, but yeah, as you went along,
it made sense. It made me realize something. A lot of the description reminded me a lot of characters that I love. I immediately flashed to, say, another kind of very instinctual fly-by-the-seat-of-your-pants hero from a cartoon show I watched growing up, who also had a device that can make pretty much anything, Bob from Reboot.
This is good. This is very good.
Checks out.
Which is who I love as a character, like, massively love. Yeah. And also, again, like, Indiana Jones, absolutely. Like, I love characters like that. So do I like Hal Jordan? This is like an existential crisis for me right now, because everything he said makes a lot of sense, and the character he described sounds freaking great. And everything that he described is what I hate about Hal Jordan. So that is my question. Like, is he right? Did this story, this run, this arc, which was like very impactful, like important run, did it do more damage to that character than good?
Well, it's what I would think of is if you were to put someone else in Green Lantern's place in that story, like say it were, I don't know, Plastic Man and Green Arrow, would it have had the same effect? Or Buzek, Mr. Kurt says, you know, if you're anyone other than Black Canary, you're going to be a foil for Green Arrow, and that doesn't work out right. Mm-hmm. Name one other character who has been that.
Yeah.
Other than, like, Batman.
I was just thinking Batman. Yeah. Like, Breaking the Bold stuff. Yeah.
It's interesting. And I mean, I do fully understand you want the opposite side of that dynamic to be, like, a space cop is, like, perfect.
But then it's also, like we've discussed many times here, you have characters that have been around for 50 to 75 years, you get different character interpretations, different arcs where they become completely different.
Right.
What Batman was in the 60s was not what he was in the 70s or the 80s, or like every time he kind of gets reinterpreted a bit.
And the same with
Green Lantern. Like, it just became, that was the next thing. And it had to be, he was the instinctual guy that always had it right, and he did the ring and boom. And it's like, that can only continue for so long.
I would argue that that's kind of what modern Hal Jordan is like.
Yeah.
Have you read any modern Green Lantern books?
Not in a while. I've kind of, the one thing I've really wanted to check out is the current run that Morrison and Liam Sharp are doing on just the Green Lantern.
Oh, are they? Oh,
yeah.
I'm
waiting till it's done, because I think it's like a year long or a 12 issue thing. I'm not sure offhand, who knows. But the Green Lantern title for like a very long time since Hal Jordan got brought back was kind of closely associated with a certain artist that I detest with my entire being. So I didn't really exactly want to check that out. Yeah. So, I mean, maybe that's a good time. Maybe they've recaptured that aspect of the character. And if they did, I'm probably going to really like Hal Jordan.
We got it on tape. Recorded thing.
Now edit it. Now edit it to say I love Hal Jordan.
I hopefully love Hal Jordan.
Mike didn't pick that up.
What the f***?
All right.
Here we are, friends.
How do we do this?
Oh, boy.
So much has happened. Boy. Yeah. We're going to talk about movies and, I was going to say movies and music, movies and TV announcements and stuff. Like,
we can. It's our show.
This is mostly the D23 reaction, very late D23 reaction episode, but.
Well, there's that and a few other.
No, yeah, there's more. And you know, there's stuff where, you know, maybe some other little tidbits might have come up in the meantime that, maybe only one, but hey, it's worth discussing.
Yep. What should we start with?
Let's start with the three TV shows for Disney that have been announced.
Sounds good.
Only been announced, and we know nothing about it. She-Hulk, Moon Knight, and Ms. Marvel.
My basic note for this is don't fuck it up.
Yeah.
And keep in mind, these are all Disney Plus series that are produced by Marvel Studios.
Yeah.
Not Marvel Television.
Right.
Who handled, you know, other things that maybe were good, and maybe got less good, or, you know, who knows? I
you're very vague this episode.
I'm a little bit vague. The Netflix series, I'm not completely caught up with all of them, but I feel like some of those didn't, I don't know. Like, Jessica Jones' second season kind of lost me completely, and I don't think that show ever really recovered for me.
I like the second season.
I enjoyed the second season.
Iron Fist, I haven't seen the second season of Iron Fist yet.
Second season, way better than the
way
first.
Way better, so I hear. That's cool.
Well, better.
From the one person who's seen it.
So I'm a little behind on some of them, but I feel like I don't think they're as consistent as,
say, the movies. At the same time, like, they're at a certain level compared to a lot of other, like,
oh sure,
it's like they're overall that, they were really really quite good.
Yeah.
And they were a different tone than the MCU.
True. Yeah.
It still hasn't approached some of the stuff that the Netflix shows were doing.
No. One benefit, I think, for these ones is that they will have, I feel like Marvel Television is, it's more under the Perlmutter wing, you might call it. Marvel Studios, I feel like these shows, they're really trying to prove something.
Yeah.
So I feel like in particular, how are you going to do, like, say, She-Hulk? Are you doing it like a CG character?
That's what I've been seeing online. Like, the initial discussion was like, who are you going to cast as Jennifer Walters? And then it's like, are you going to cast her as just, she's the lawyer, as the normal human, mm-hmm. and then you have a different person as
They're going to Ferrigno it.
Are they going to Ferrigno it? Or is it...
Yeah, just, that is the question. Are you going
to digitally put her face on someone else? Like, I don't know.
And it depends. We don't know really. We haven't seen much of anything from any of these shows yet, obviously.
They've said nothing.
Yeah, we've seen logos. Yeah. But again, they are putting some star power in there. Like, She-Hulk, I'm thinking, like, they could very reasonably get Ruffalo in there to set it up.
Well, yeah, and then that was another thing that I saw come up was, are they going to switch around the origin a bit? Because it's like, oh, it's his cousin, and then they do a blood transfusion because she needed blood.
Give me your blood.
The one thing,
is it going to be something else?
Not to do dumb speculation, but what I want to see, considering the status quo of Hulk now, he's like Professor Hulk in like a Hulk body, is that in order to be able to actually take blood from him, he would have to transform back into Banner, and it'll be just like Savage Banner, like in the comics, and just have Mark Ruffalo just going bananas, and they have to like strap him down and get blood out of him, and he knows that that's going to happen. That's what I want. I want to see Mark Ruffalo just, you know, like in the behind the scenes thing when he's like the Hulk, he's going, just like wearing like the mocap stuff. Just that, Mark Ruffalo just
wearing
doing that.
Wearing a mocap suit.
Wearing a mocap suit. It's part of the process.
And then with Moon Knight, my question is, with the Disney TV stuff, like how dark are they going to let it go?
Yeah.
Like that. Just that character is intensely dark.
It seemed a lot more suited or a lot better suited to the old Netflix stuff.
In a way,
That's what I don't know. Maybe are they going to, this is their way of widening their audience and have varied thing rather than like one kind of tone.
Right. That one in particular, I mean, I think that would benefit from being a little bit grounded budget-wise in a way, but there could be like some trippy, cool visuals to a lot of aspects
of it. Well, the Egyptian god, and if you look at the newer series that they had done, where he was always kind of like seeing different things in his head, and he was traveling to different places, and he's talking to Khonshu in that like bird bonehead thing that looks amazingly disturbing. It would look great in real
and
life.
And I just know like there are like some parts where he's like walking around in like his white suit and he visually just looks distinct from what's around him and stuff like that. Like I want to see that in live action.
Even like in a Legion approach.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Think, like that.
That's what I'm kind of like. No, Holly did kind of just wrap up. Like, I would love it if they snapped him up for some stuff. Yeah, I know, like, they talked about his, like, Doctor Doom thing being off the table, but I'm like...
Well, if that's off the table.
But could you...
slide that across the table.
What about Ms. Marvel?
I've heard nothing. Like, even... No. Not that I've heard anything about the other two, but even
you've
less.
Heard less.
Yeah.
Less than nothing.
It was like, I didn't even really see a lot of discussion posts.
I'm very... and not to suggest... something we're going to probably touch on momentarily, but if there's a role in the MCU of like a teenage superhero who kind of hero worships an Avenger and is trying to learn the ropes and stuff like that, that's recently become vacated for some reason, I think Ms. Marvel might fill that position pretty well.
That's a good point. Did not consider that.
No, yeah. I was very excited to hear this because I kind of assumed that they would work Kamala into a small role in like Captain Marvel 2 and sort of slowly develop it from there.
Yeah.
I love that it's a show because I feel like her in particular, like her supporting cast and her like the Jersey City environment and stuff like that, in the comics, in her comics, especially like as drawn by Adrian Alfona when it started out, there's such a cool vibe to everyone and everything. I feel like that's something that could easily just be like kind of glossed over in a movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I feel like having like a, you know, an 8-whatever episode thing, you could really kind of flesh out her world a bit and really get a connection to everything. And then, then she shows up in the movies and everything's fully... Well, and
that's the other thing is they're intentionally doing these to be connected to the movies.
Yes.
Like Vision, Wanda thing is going to be the lead in to Doctor Strange. And like it's the plan. So like I'm curious to see what the plan is for these three.
Very true. And again, like that's the benefit of these shows actually being part of Marvel Studios is that you could easily see, like I said, you could see, you know, Ruffalo showing up in She-Hulk.
Yep.
I assume you could see Brie Larson show up in Ms. Marvel. You know, you could actually kind of, maybe not for like the entire run, but you could at least have like an appearance or something like that in a way where, you know, it was a very rare thing that the TV division
she runs by. I love you, Wonder Woman. I mean,
yeah, I'm pretty excited. They had some other like art for, you mentioned WandaVision, but there was like a promo art or like a concept art where it was Paul Bettany and Elizabeth Olsen like sitting on a couch in the very 50s
sitcom
thing. With like a Vision shadow against the wall, and you saw like the Scarlet Witch shadow, but you could see like her crazy headdress from the comics. So I'm just like, go for the fun, please.
Well, but the thing is, it's a 6-episode series, and this is, I just was looking at stuff today, and so it's supposed to be, they're kind of delving in that she is the most, and this could be linked to this, to the story, it could not be, but there was, Feige was talking about, like, she's the most powerful of pretty much all the heroes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, she, if he hadn't called down the Armada, might have beaten Thanos.
Yeah.
In that one standoff. She was taking him down, and that's why he freaked out. What you're saying, they've been talking about it like a 1950s aesthetic sitcom elements, which sounds really weird, but then I saw somebody talking about it, this might be, the show might be Wanda's reality.
Yeah.
It's there.
She's warping reality.
She's completely like she's got
wacky neighbors and
stuff. Yeah. So it's like, okay.
Happen in real life.
And the fact that Vision's there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, okay, you're taking it down that route that it's like,
it's interesting.
House of Wanda. Yeah.
Yeah.
House of W. Because a W House of is an upside down M. Mm. And an M stands for Manda. Dumb.
Listen, they can do whatever they want now.
Also, the What If series has been discussed, like also on Disney.
Mm-hmm. It's gonna be all cartoons.
Yeah.
But like, cartoons. With a lot of the actual actors playing the characters, though, right? I know they were doing like a Peggy Carter becomes Captain America thing, and it's Haley Atwell. So. Yeah.
And The Watcher is played by Jeffrey Wright, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool.
That's great.
Yeah, I was like, Jeffrey Wright, and it clicked. I was like, that Jeffrey Wright that I love.
That's awesome. God. He's great.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
There's also like a Bucky Lives one, like where he wasn't killed off and tossed off the train. And whether it's linked to the same story or not, he meets a zombie Captain America later on or something. And then another one where T'Challa is Star-Lord, possibly.
What?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, so the weird what ifs and crossovers and things.
It's what if. It's fun.
It's totally.
Just go for it. Just go for it.
Just makes you think.
Yeah.
All right, and Eternals, Shang-Chi.
Oh, yeah. Movies.
Yes.
Yeah.
Do we have I have nothing for Shang-Chi.
No?
Didn't we talk about this a little bit already?
We talked about the casting.
Yeah.
How it was, what's his name from Kim's Convenience?
Yeah.
Which I've never seen.
Yeah,
nor I.
But great casting.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I don't think
he literally like tweeted, "Hey Marvel, make me Shang-Chi," and they're like, "All right,
okay."
Well, definitely cool. Isn't returning our calls, and he's old, so
yeah.
So yeah, I don't know if anything new has come out of that, but the Eternals.
The thing about Eternals, like they showed the cast, and like the cast was on stage, and they had their costumes behind them, sort of thing. And it's like, this is a really big cast.
It is.
And it's already an uphill battle to make me care about the Eternals.
Well, but I think it's like it's a Guardians of the Galaxy thing. Whether you can just pick up a Kirby Eternals and read it is one thing.
Yeah.
But whether you can sit through a 2-hour movie that they've made for an audience today.
I can sit for several hours.
Yeah, I know. There you go.
It's
it'll be like Guardians, like where it's where they just revamp it and make it a new
Yeah, kind of thing.
And then, it's not going to have the same tone as
they know what they're doing at this point. I mean, like Guardians, it's like a bunch of space dirt bags, just you know, trying to do the right thing, even though they're all dirt bags.
A bunch of Han Solos.
Yeah, exactly. Which is automatically you're like, yes, that sounds fun as hell. This might be a bit of a harder sell, but it will sell and it'll do great.
I don't know if it just didn't click, but that Salma Hayek was in it. I didn't realize she's playing Ajak, which is she's the leader of the Eternals, basically. But then one of the more interesting announcements was there's been talk of Kit Harington in discussions with Marvel, and they didn't know what was going on. He wasn't there on stage, but they announced he is playing Dane Whitman, who is the Black Knight.
Which
opens a whole different thing.
There have been like rumors of them wanting to get to the Black Knight for a while.
Yeah.
So,
was talk, I think, with one of the directors or writers before of whether it was in Avengers or something. He was going to appear in a previous movie and it just didn't happen.
Interesting.
So, yeah, like the Eternals and Black Knight are really not in the same grouping, which like is a weird
fit.
Yeah.
Which, when I saw that news at first, I was like, cool, Black Knight. But then also thinking, how are they cramming more into this movie? The cast is already huge.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know.
I imagine they probably might be significantly reworking the Eternals to fit it more.
Right.
If they're going down the magical route with a lot of
stuff. That seems to be, they're going more cosmic, going more magic. That seems to be definitely...
Cosmagic.
Oh, yeah.
Cosmagic.
So, yeah, like Dane, like Black Knight, that's a direct link to Merlin, which is also a link to Captain Britain. So I'm hoping that becomes like a link.
It's going to happen for you.
Oh, God.
It's going to happen for you.
Three Smarties high.
Yep. They did, I guess they also mentioned that Eternals would include like the first major LGBTQ character in an MCU movie.
Yeah.
That isn't just one of the Russo brothers doing a thing. Come on.
Was that really a major character?
No.
And also the first deaf character.
Oh, yeah.
Brian Tyree, who's playing Festos.
Mm-hmm.
And we all knew that Angelina Jolie was going to be part of it. I just assumed for the longest time she was playing Cersei.
Right. That seems like such a gimme.
But I'm like, okay, you're not giving her the
straight up.
I don't want to say stereotypical, but that sort of like, she looks like that character.
Yeah.
Give her that character. She's playing Thena, who is more like a Wonder Woman kind of.
Right.
And that's okay.
Yeah. It's totally cool. I was like, oh. Because
they need people who they're going to, you know, like Cersei's one of the bigger Eternals.
Yeah.
They're going to need someone who they can lock in for,
you know,
you're doing this for 10 years and she might not be willing to do that.
Yeah.
Right. If she's playing a character that isn't quite as like focal or something like that, it's like, oh shit, it's Angelina Jolie. Mm-hmm. That'll take you a distance.
Well, it's like Jeff Goldblum in Thor.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, damn. All right.
Yeah. Or Anthony Hopkins in Thor. So, do you have something to say? Well, then maybe we should just talk about Spider-Man.
Yeah, we're just...
I mean,
Spider-Man?
We're starting to get there, and I feel like Spider-Man's going to take us 20 minutes.
So. It's looming. It's looming over us.
Okay, let's go. So the whole Sony Marvel...
So we're having a custody battle.
The thing that in 6 months is not going to be relevant is my guess.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But... Currently, in the meantime, let's wildly speculate.
Yes. Yeah. So yeah, August 20th, it was Deadline, I think, that had...
A day which will live in infamy.
Yeah. So basically reported that, to keep it short, because you've all heard this already, I'm sure, but the deal that Sony and Marvel Studios had come to its end, basically. So the deal was that like Marvel had him for three movies, the character for three movies, and Sony had two. Those Sony movies, I think Marvel got like 5% of the cut, and the Marvel movies he's in was just it. I think, I don't know. Sony might've got a tiny amount, but I don't know. I have no idea. So we're at the point where, you know, if we're going to extend this deal, they're going to renegotiate this thing.
I have a feeling Disney was like, you're going to give us half of everything.
Yes.
Sony's like, no, screw you. And then now everyone's like, Sony's such a jerk.
Yeah.
Like, no, it's the big bully.
Right. Yeah. Well, that was what was reported, is that Disney's deal was that they would pay 50% of the budget of future Spider-Man movies, but also take 50% of the box office cut, which is like, I mean, they're very profitable. So, I mean, like, why would anyone take that deal if they're currently getting 95%? However, it did come out later that allegedly anyway, nothing's confirmed, but there was a prior offer of like 25%. The Disney would like met was trying to meet like halfway and be like, okay, 25%. And Sony said no. And then Disney's like, you then 50%. And that did not go over well.
75%.
Yeah, exactly.
No, never, we're buying your studio.
You've never haggled before, have you?
Exactly.
7%. What?
H
for percent.
Yeah.
Did you say H or eight?
Yes.
Age.
And of course, yeah, everybody turned on Sony almost immediately.
Yeah.
Because let's be real. Sony has very little goodwill on their own.
Yeah. Yep.
Very little goodwill left on their own. Not meritless.
True.
And keep in mind, like, Disney has all of the merchandising rights to Spider-Man.
Yes.
In my understanding. I'm pretty sure, does Sony only have movie at this
pretty
point?
Pretty much, probably.
Because, like, everything else is back under Marvel. Like, I think at one point Sony had more, but I think that all got renegotiated at one point. I think Marvel bought something back, but, like, Sony wouldn't give up the movie rights. So, you know, you're getting 5% of the box office, but you're also selling a lot of toys.
Yeah.
That are
also
easily making up for
that.
Then
you're also making the box office of your own movies
exactly.
That have Spider-Man in it.
Yeah.
So it works for you to have successful movies outside because that banks on your own.
One would say that you're already getting a pretty fair share of this deal.
I think you're making a lot of money already.
Yes. So, I mean, on one hand, it is.
More.
Everyone turned on Sony right away, but I get their point. It's like they have like the rights to the character.
This is the only thing we'd be making
money. You don't have to agree to anything. You have the rights to this character. You bought him fair and square when Marvel completely crapped the bed.
No.
So, and in the response to this, I think like Feige during this D23 thing had some interview sit down where he's like, oh, well, we told the story we wanted to tell with Spider-Man, so we're good.
Liars.
Which is absolutely a lie because I saw that last one. No.
The story definitely had an ending.
Yeah, absolutely.
And it was told in that movie.
There is something absolutely meritless at this point. It's just
go on.
All of this is just online leaks or whatever, or like our source says this. It's not confirmed stuff. But so a couple days ago, as of recording, I think August 31st, we got this covered. And they've had some sources for these things be right, some be wrong. So take it with a grain. But they're saying that they're negotiating again. So if there is a deal, it might have a few terms where Tom Holland would show up in Venom 2 as that version of Spider-Man.
Right.
Which is something that...
That was my next thought. Obviously they're already playing in those other characters and heading in that direction. We're like, okay, now you're going to start those characters off, but then all of a sudden put Spider-Man in them.
Right. And this is something that allegedly they wanted to do in the first place. Like they wanted a Spider-Man cameo in the first Venom movie. And according to some reports, they actually filmed something, but Marvel wouldn't, like Kevin Feige was like, no. Because it was just like, we have a track record and no.
Yeah.
And he did apparently help out a little bit when they were making Venom with some thoughts or something like that, where they actually listened to for a change. So, who knows? But apparently, they want Holland in the Venom movies to tie those into that character in the MCU.
Of course.
And apparently, they want to be able to use some MCU Marvel characters in their movies.
Spider-Verse, yeah.
In their, but potentially not just the Spider-Man movies that are like actual Marvel Studios productions, but like they want it to go a little bit both ways, which, again... I can see why Kevin Feige might be like, listen, we have a track record and we know what you're doing.
Yeah.
Black Panther isn't showing up in Morbius, all right? No.
He just walks out and totally, you can tell he doesn't care. He's not even dressed up in the right costume. Hey, what's up?
Yeah, exactly.
He just walks off.
Or maybe Blade would be more appropriate, but I think Kevin Feige will only allow that if Blade kills him.
Yeah, really. Kills him means actually kills Jared later.
Yeah.
No.
So, I mean, I don't know. Is there any more on this? I have a very real, another report that's come out, a very real report about just a conspiracy that all of this could have not happened.
Go on.
That Marvel Studios was collaborating with a third party who was kind of working as an intermediate between the two. So you might have noticed a few things. Marvel specifically, I think they kind of sabotage things. That's the theory. They've tied Spider-Man so closely to the MCU. to Iron Man, Happy Hogan to the Avengers. Especially the last movie was like, you know, Stark was very critical in getting him to the place he was in. So they're kind of written into a corner, right? Because especially like they have this cliffhanger and everything that happened before is so tied into characters they can't even mention anymore. They're in a bit of a tricky spot, right?
Right.
Allegedly, this third party suggested this is how you want to do things because this character is going to be unusable. That's how they want to play it, right? They're forced into a corner. Marvel obviously knew that Sony would be the immediate bad guy online, especially considering like the previous Spider-Man movies before Tom Holland came into the picture. No one liked those. No one really liked those.
I mean, Spider-Man's always going to make you money.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But, you know.
Yeah.
So, you know, they're saying that they knew they leaked this stuff. They put it out there. It's going to go bad for Sony. A lot of pressure is going to go on them. The title itself, Far From Home. Spider-Man, after this one, is going to be Far From Marvel, Far From Home. That's a hint that all of this was planned by this third party, who is deeply ingrained with Sony Pictures. The last clue. August 20th is when this story broke. August 20th. Whose birthday is August 20th? Andrew Garfield. That's right. Andrew Garfield brought Sony down from the inside all the way back in The Amazing Spider-Man. He set this all up. He was working this the entire time. And guess what? When all the dust settles, Spider-Man's back. Tom Holland's out. Your boy Garfield.
Suddenly aged.
Yeah. He's back, baby.
Hey, Aunt May.
Hey.
Oh, my, you've grown.
Hey, Aunt May, who is 12 years younger than me.
Yeah.
Older.
Listen, Marissa Tomei is aging in reverse. It's happening. So that's very real and very credible, and you should all believe it.
I do. I did not know where that was going.
No, neither did I. Like, obviously.
Walloping web snappers. What was that?
It's all Marvel news.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do have more.
Oh, yes.
Please.
Oh, there's plenty more.
Please go.
Not Marvel. I didn't realize
this. Doesn't sound real. Sounds made up.
This came out at San Diego that I did not hear. I think they've already talked about they're doing a New Gods movie.
Yes.
Eventually.
Right.
Ava DuVernay directing. Apparently, Tom King is scripting it.
Yes.
I didn't know that.
This has been known for a bit, but it never seemed to get like a big...
Not that I noticed.
But apparently during the San Diego con, during one of his panels, I guess it was just one of his regular panels, it wasn't like a New Gods panel or anything, somebody asked about it, and I guess like how is the relationship working, like how is this whole thing, and he's like, working with Ava has been a dream, and it's been great, she's so collaborative, and she's so like encouraging, and she's actually... asked him to put together a panel of Kirby experts.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
So that she was like, do you want to maybe like put together an expert panel so you know like really all the nitty-gritty details of like whatever Kirby's created for this stuff? And he's like, yes, I will do that.
Wow. What's that noise? Oh, it's Tom King's CIA helicopter here to pick up Merkley.
I'm on it.
Yeah. That's cool. And I mean,
I don't do that anymore.
That is, and like,
I do what?
I come out of the bush carrying a log on my shoulder.
Yeah.
I'm done.
That is very cool. I mean, again, if you're going to go to somebody, probably somebody who's written the best New Gods related comics in recent memory, probably a good idea.
Yeah.
So that's awesome. That's a good way to approach it. I have high hopes for that one.
Yeah. Yeah. So that, like, not a lot of
specific
information, but just that little bit.
There.
We haven't talked Joker.
No.
That's true, we haven't.
No, we have not talked yet.
I feel like Brian has very specific feelings about it.
I don't know a damn thing about it, to be honest. All I know
just watching that newer trailer, the final trailer.
Yeah.
When does it come out?
October 4th.
Yeah, okay. There was a recent screening at a film festival of some kind where apparently got like a really long standing ovation.
Yeah.
So
it looks to me really
festivals everything gets a standing ovation.
Well, fair, yeah.
I mean, when it comes down to it, it's a Joker movie, right?
Yeah. It is, but it's a weird thing. This dawned on me the other day is that we're getting to that point where it's like, you know, Westerns went along for so long,
right.
And then all of a sudden people kind of retweaked the Western, redid things, and right. like revisited certain sure. things, and like we're gonna look at it a different way now. This seems like some weird. Okay, there's superheroes and comic book characters and da 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 da, and then this is just kind of a one off, and it's Scorsese produced, but it's like right, that right. sort of like. Somebody with enough clout that's like, ah, this is just an interesting character. This is on its
character
own.
Study, like yeah. classic crime yeah. movie, but like that era when like and that era of film where they were doing interesting, weird right. stuff.
So, but in that trailer, we knew De Niro was in it.
Yeah.
But he plays like a late night host. Late night yeah. host kind of comedy sort of thing, which I don't know if you're familiar with The King of Comedy.
Yeah.
One mm-hmm. of his other movies. Like he played. This almost seems like a weird
connection.
Take yeah. on that because he played this comedian that just couldn't do anything until he just wasn't making it. He kidnaps.
This is going to connect all the Scorsese movies, like yeah. like Quentin Tarantino's universe. You know what I mean? Yeah. It's like oh, they all have these little right. little hints.
A lot of shot at the Joker's feet in this one.
But I don't know. It's an interesting kind of.
Oh, yeah. Like, I'm sure it'll be really well made. I will see it for
yeah,
sure.
Yeah.
Probably mean,
not going to see it opening night with a big bucket of popcorn, but.
No.
I might. I'm really kind of excited.
With a big bucket of popcorn?
Yes.
I want to see that. Send me pics.
Okay.
You know, I'm certain it'll be good. I'm certain it'll have something to say, you know. And again, like, initial online reaction, a lot of the headlines are kind of being like, incel Joker. I'm like, holy fuck, do we not need that right now?
Yeah, I think we were talking about this.
Yeah. But again, that doesn't mean literally anything. That's just yeah. like snap it's like, reactions, okay, mostly from people who haven't seen it.
Here's one character that like has trouble with women or whatever. Yeah, and it's yeah, like, yeah. well, it's incel now. Like, it's very easy to
twist absolutely.
That story to become that thing.
Right.
When it's not.
And again, you can definitely do that. And I think the fact that the Joker is unreservedly a maniac yeah. and a villain and not somebody you should like.
Yeah.
I certainly assume would yeah, be but
we live in a world where the police put Punisher stickers on their cars.
Yeah. Yes, so. Exactly. So, I mean, it's got a lot of potential. Absolutely. I just, you know, that's my only thought is like, I certainly hope they're handling this.
Yeah.
It's very easy for that to not work out so great. No. So I
want to see it as I'm seeing it as a standalone.
Totally. Absolutely.
It's its own thing. It has no connection to anything else.
No.
It doesn't yeah.
And it doesn't have to.
And then just seeing fine. Like watching the trailer, one of the things that stuck in my head was just I wrote it down, like camera and lighting. It looks beautiful.
Oh yeah. Yeah, oh yes.
It looks gorgeous. Yeah. And just I don't know, like Joaquin, just his face is just I was like, this took on a whole different thing than I was expecting.
And it might have been partially super saturated. The color palette is like,
yeah.
it's really like,
it's very rich.
It's blocked out really well too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like just the lighting and the color.
It seems to me like they managed to do that in a way where again, it has like some nice color stuff, but they're also feels kind of natural, realistic yeah. in a
well,
way.
That's like it's not like garishly
yeah,
saturated.
Yeah, they did it in a way like that's, hey, here's how you can do this yeah. instead of like, you know, having to like pick one or the other. It's like, no, yeah. you can make things look pretty, but also kind of dingy.
I just hope they learn the right lessons from this. Because so often Hollywood learns the wrong lessons from,
yeah.
everything.
From movies that, yeah,
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 yeah. yeah.
I'm not trying to make any assumptions about it because again,
I think you are.
I think most
you son of a bitch.
I know. Most
listen,
of
you beta cuck soy boy.
Oh, gross!
Sorry.
Listen, we're all gonna see it, and yeah. and I'm, you know,
and we all love soy.
Hey, listen, it's a good protein. Soy.
It's a good bean.
What's wrong with that? It's a very good bean.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump onto
Stop
the next.
Stop being mean to that bean.
Let's jump onto the next thing and get off this. How do you say his name? Taika
Waititi.
Waititi.
I think.
Waitita? Is it Waititi?
No, Waititi.
Waititi? Okay, Taika Waititi. He's apparently, whether this is confirmed or not, he's in talks with James Gunn to do James Gunn's Suicide Squad.
I didn't hear that.
To direct it.
But, really?
Huh.
Because I think...
Do they not have... Because he's just writing it, right? Like,
I think... Well, I think Gunn... I thought Gunn was directing it, but yeah. I think... Maybe he's just producing it. I don't know.
Maybe.
Or maybe this is just some weird...
That'd be
super interesting.
Well, it's a weird It's a weird situation because I can sort of see him like, okay, maybe someone else can direct it so I can get back to Guardians before too long.
Yeah.
But it's like, but that guy can't be the guy to do that because he's going to get back to Thor right away, too.
What else?
I desperately want to see those two combine their powers. Literally anywhere.
It might be too
Wonder,
much.
Wonder Movie powers activate.
I just, even if it's just, they just hug.
Yeah.
You know?
For an hour on screen.
Taika Waititi just puts on that, you know, one piece floor, like Hawaiian romper and just gives James Gunn a nice old hug.
Yeah.
That's my happy place.
And apparently in that movie, I didn't realize this, Steve Agee has been confirmed for King Shark.
Yeah.
And it's not confirmed what character he's playing, but Nathan Fillion is in that, which makes me very happy.
Oh, yeah.
Just Nathan Fillion in anything is just a fun experience.
He's just, anytime like James Gunn signs any deal, he's just circling the parking lot, just pouncing outside.
Hey, you need me?
Yeah.
Hey, man. Okay, no, I'll be over here.
Those Castle residuals are really starting to peter off. So.
And to deviate off with Taika Waititi, he is going to be in The Mandalorian.
Oh.
He's the voice of IG-11, IG-1, whatever. It says 11. But maybe somebody
like wrote the space espresso maker robot.
Yeah,
wasn't that literally
in the trailer? I thought it was 88 as well.
I thought it was 88, but I wrote down that, anyway, so maybe I just wrote down.
But that shot in the trailer, it looks so good.
Yeah,
like the rest of that trailer, I don't really give a shit.
Yeah,
honestly, but that one shot of IG-88 just shooting all in all sorts of directions.
Yeah,
this is fun. I like this.
I wanted to just do his exact Korg voice as that robot, though, please.
Allow me to introduce myself. My name is
IG-11.
I'm kind of like the leader in here. I'm made of metal, as you can see, but don't let that intimidate you.
But it's like Pedro Pascal. I didn't realize Gina Carano is in it.
Oh,
and until I saw that trailer, Werner Herzog.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What?
Right.
I was God. I just stopped dead. I'm like, is this a joke? Like, what is he? Like, I love Werner Herzog.
Oh, yeah.
I could just listen to him talk for hours. Mm-hmm. I love his documentaries and his movies. Any, I just adore.
It's
Nick Nolte's in it. Carl Weathers is in it.
Yeah.
Like, Ming Na Wen is in it.
Oh, God. Good. Awesome. All of those people are great.
Yeah.
That's awesome. That sounds fun.
I know. And apparently it takes place 5 years after the Return of the Jedi.
Okay.
So I was like, I didn't know where that
was. They had all like those shots of like, you know, stormtrooper helmets on stakes and stuff like that. And it's clearly the Empire in decline kind of a deal. So it's not Boba Fett. It's just like someone in Boba Fett-y armor.
Mm.
Unless it is Boba Fett. Who knows?
Climbed his way out of that Sarlacc pit.
Yeah.
I read a short story where he did just that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm...
It's in the comics and stuff, too. Yeah, that was canon for a while, so they might bring that back. Who knows? I mean, Boba Fett, he sucks. He does.
We're going outside.
He did literally nothing in those movies.
He got beaten up by a blind guy.
You get beat up by a blind guy.
And he flew right at... Ugh, terrible. What did he even do? He just stood there.
He just looked awesome. That's all you have to do.
He didn't catch Han Solo. Darth Vader caught Han Solo. He just stood there. He did nothing at all, and he died like an idiot. So I can't get too excited about that, but that cast,
but that
that'll
cartoon
do it.
That
that'll
he was
do
in
it.
At
oh, that was great.
Yes,
he wrote a dinosaur.
Listen, much more effective in that cartoon than any of the live action movies. I'm just saying.
Obi-Wan.
Yeah.
Obi-Wan series 8 years after Revenge of the Sith.
Oh,
with Ewan McGregor.
What up?
It's just a lot of him. Looking at sand.
Yeah, looking at sand.
Checking out sand, looking at sand.
I did enjoy...
checking footprints, all in single file.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's the... Was it Star Wars Rebels, I think, right? Where he had the cartoon, where they had that cameo where I think Darth Maul tracked him down. And they had their... They fought again.
Yes.
A very quick duel where he's like basically watching over Luke. I don't know. It didn't really clear how old Luke was at that point. Like how close to...
I'm sure this stuff is mapped out, but
I'm sure it is.
Tell ya.
But I mean, they did in Solo brought back Darth Maul in a cameo. So I mean, they could do that for real. Maybe they could do that in live action. Maybe
I forgot about that.
That'd be pretty fun.
Yeah.
But Ewan McGregor was was the only person who seemed like he was trying in those movies.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He deserves this.
Yes. He's excited.
Yeah.
And I'm excited for him.
Mm-hmm.
Hello there.
There's a Snake Eyes spinoff.
Really?
A G.I. Joe Snake Eyes spin-off.
Like a movie?
A movie coming out.
Oh, that's cool.
Andrew Koji as Storm Shadow has been cast.
Storm Shadow was already in the previous.
Well, I guess this is pre-Joe.
I think they're very
pre-Joe.
Loose about those movies.
Yeah.
Who cares?
Nobody pays attention.
No one cares.
They're like, we put The Rock in there? Why did we do that? And what's his name? Henry Golding from Crazy Rich Asians.
Oh, okay.
Is Snake Eyes.
Okay.
So, like, that's all I really know, but interesting. Black Panther, May 2022. Black Panther 2
has been
confirmed. And I saw stuff floating around, but I think it was just now. I think now it was just clickbait. I could have sworn I saw someone like, this is the actual title, but there is no title that's confirmed yet.
Oh.
Because there was talk that...
There's almost nothing. Like,
yeah.
They literally, their announcement was just like, here's a logo, it's Black Panther 2, and it's like, it's going to happen.
This is going to change. This logo is probably going to change.
Yeah. Well, but then everybody was like, whatever the title that had been linked, it was like Two Kingdoms or something like that. So they were like, oh, it's going to be, and then the rumor was that it was going to be Namor, and so it was like Two Kings, which I was like,
two princes.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Underwater cat. That's all I got.
So, I mean, that could happen. That there's going to be like a 5-year gap between those movies then.
Yeah.
That's, especially for like Marvel Studios, that's like unheard of.
Well, I think they're getting to that
point. They're juggling a lot of properties.
Oh, they are. And again, I think that this is one of those ones where they're not going to replace the director on Black Panther. I think it's very much like, Ryan Coogler can just, whenever he's ready to do it, we'll do another one kind of a deal. Yeah. And we can, just have Chadwick Boseman show up in whatever movie for a few minutes in the meantime, just so everybody's like, hey, Black Panther.
Yeah.
Which is good. I feel like if you have something that was that successful and enjoyed.
Well, but it's also
let the people who did it do it again.
It's like Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
Like when was Doctor Strange? And when is the next one coming out? Like I think that might become part of the pattern.
Maybe.
Because they're so intertwined in other movies and then now TV shows.
Mm-hmm.
Like who knows who's gonna show up where, and then they're like just putting the story forward and then get to that.
All right. Well, I am twitching with the urine. So let's wrap it up.
Oh, one more thing. Kidding.
And here comes the urine.
He's Phyllis Dillering Everett.
Oh, no. Don't make me laugh. Making a very serious, somber podcast. Mournful piss.
Ooh.
God, who are you?
I'm Kyle.
Let's not make that the episode title.
I'm Kyle Lees, and
here's my piss.
Yeah, you know what? I would plug my stuff, but there's no time.
Okay, I'm Merc.
Bye.
Okay, go.
Just go without me.
Okay, let's really talk about him.
Oh, yeah.
Why is he grabbing so far away?
I'm Merc. You can find me at mercusisland.ca, MERKASY. I don't even know how to spell it. You can look it up. Find it somewhere. I make stuff. Who are you?
I'm Bri Kotick. Welcome to hereafter.com. Sure.
Yeah.
It's too much news. We're done.
Yeah.
We are done here.
Never talking about MCU again.
I think we all know that's a lie.
We're contractually obligated to.
Ugh. Imagine all the things we could talk about if it weren't for that MCU.
I know. Like books.
Books? Zero issues. I love Hal Jordan. 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 I love Hal Jordan.